Forward momentum.
Knights of the Old Republic. Outcasts. Based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Episode 6. The Line Against Darkness. It is 30 years after the Jedi Civil War, millennia before the time of the Galactic Empire, a time of legend and myth. Kurrenin Vinar has succeeded in learning the secret of Selene's holocron. Now, nothing stands between him and ultimate power. Kara Tal Vanden, broken and discarded, lays in a crumpled heap on the floor of Vinar's museum, sobbing to herself that all is lost. Little does she know, or care, that her friends Liana and Ren Philani are about to stage a daring rescue attempt. She is lost in the eternal darkness of despair. On the distant core world of Solara, the young Jedi Aaron Rod has just returned home, when her darkness stabs him from light years away.
Ah! What is... Kara? Is she...
Aaron, it's good to see you again. When you disappeared on Dera 4, we feared. Aaron, what is amiss?
Master, it's Kara, Blade Dancerskin. I found her, but... Forgive me, Master. The Sith have captured her. They're breaking her now. I can feel it.
Be strong in the Force, my student. It will ordain what must be.
But she's in such pain.
And that is regrettable. But so was her choice to ignore our teaching. Untrained, she was already a threat to us. Now we must hope that Vinar kills her, or else we will be forced to.
But how could we? Wait, you mentioned Vinar. How did you know he had her?
Much of the shape of things has been revealed in your absence. The Academy Council is meeting now. They will decide what we must do.
Then... Why are you here, Master? Surely they need your guidance and input.
Because, my son, I have come to fetch you. We require your report.
Are we ready? Are we sure the data from Kara's concealed tracker is right?
Yes. We're in the optimal position, just off the dragon's course. When their navicomputer detects those supposed Republic warships in their flight path, it should drop them out of light speed right in front of us.
Good. And the other little surprise?
The external cargo pods are secure, Ren. Please, you are wearing on my nerves.
Sorry, Liana. I'm just... You know this is 10 kinds of stupid, right? What did he say before?
T5 said, at least you are finally showing some backbone. Give a droid a few new weapons upgrades, and they get uppity.
Just get him in position by the main ramp before. We're only going to get one chance at this.
Present my student, Aaron Rod. He has made contact with Blade Dancer's Kid and just returned so as to furnish this report.
Thank you, Master. The girl in question, Kara Tal Vanden, was raised in isolation on the world Dera 4. She has tremendous affinity for the Force, but she has had no formal training to speak of. She inherited her grandmother's gift for lightsaber combat, but beyond that, her abilities are completely raw.
Forgive me, Jedi Rod. But speak of her in context to the current situation.
Excuse me?
It is our understanding that she is on a quest for vengeance, is she not? And that she has fallen into the hands of a Sith Lord. Is this true?
Well, Yes, but...
But she gave him some relic of Selene's. Something having to do with some sealed power. Is that not also correct?
Master D'Yarn, if you know all this already, then why are we not massing to rescue her?
Rescue her? Are we to go gallivanting in on Steedback with banners trailing in the breeze like some fable of old? You do not recognize the gravity of this situation.
Master Quinn, she needs our help. Are we Jedi or aren't we?
Harren, do not take that tone with the Council. Thank you, Jedi Rod. That will be all.
I fail. It's my fault. All my fault. Mother, father, grandmother, what have I done? You trusted me with the holocron, with the secret, and I gave it to him, to it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What was that? Did I hear, or just feel? Grandmother's old lightsaber crystals? Why are they glowing like that? They want me to free them. Yes, they feel so warm. No? No, I have not lost everything yet. There's still a chance, isn't there? And you'll help me, won't you? Now I'm not alone. Some vestige of you goes with me, doesn't it? What? More than one? Oh, the armor. Grandmother, I like your style.
Dismissed. Removed like a spiteful child. What the force can the Master be thinking? Kara's no threat. She's... Ah! The light. So warm. So bright. And the music. Kara! I need a comm console.
I do not believe it. We're getting a signal from Solara.
But why? This is the Wanderer. Go ahead.
Liana, run. I was wrong. Kara is alive, and she's fighting them. Do you understand me? Kara is alive and strong. If you're planning a rescue, now is the time.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Kara sent a wave of presence through the Force so powerful, every Force-sensitive person here has a migraine. Whatever Vinar did to her, she threw it off!
Ren, update on Kara's tracker?
Got her. She'll be here in 3 minutes, four at most. You coming to the party, Jedi?
I can be off Solara in 10 minutes.
You're too far away, Aaron. If we don't get her out, I doubt the Sith will stay where they are long enough for you to arrive.
We'll send you the frequency for our tracking device. If we aren't able to get her out, you have to find her, Aaron.
I won't fail you. I'm going to get some reinforcements. May the Force be with both of you, and Kara.
Huh. Hey, did the last shift report anyone going into the museum?
Nope. You in there. Come out.
Stand aside.
Can't do that, lady. We have orders.
You have no idea how I was hoping you'd say that.
Captain, security reports an intruder.
What?
Someone broke out of Lord Vinar's library in full battle armor. She's cutting her way through crew and bulkheads alike. She seems to be headed for the docking bay.
Send all security personnel to neutralize her at once.
Belay that, Captain.
Lord Vinar.
It seems there is still some fight left in Lady Vanden. I shall deal with her. No. No, it is not yet time for that confrontation. Allow her to leave. Withdraw all but my personal guard from her path, and instruct them not to close with her. They are to force her to the docking bay.
As you command, Lord.
Emergency reversion from light speed. Sensors report Republic fleet dead ahead. There. Sensors gone, sir. Too much jamming.
What? Plot a new jump out of here. Launch fighters to screen us in the meantime.
What trickery is this?
Perfect. The dragon is deaf and blind.
Full power to thrusters. Detach pod at 50 meters to docking bay.
Make a hole, boys. We're coming through.
One flaw in my plan. Don't know how to fly. Now, I just gotta track down a pilot. No way. It can't be the Wander. Woohoo!
We're in. Drop the ramp.
B4, send T5 out.
But, Master Red.
Stop struggling, you stupid astromech. I'm not letting you get stuck here. Liana, Ren, I'm on. Go! Go!
Punch it, Liana.
How are we doing, Ren?
I think they're on to us. They must have discovered the transmitters.
We're far enough away. Detonate the pods!
I hope they like their present. Between the liquid fuel mass and the oxygen in those pods, the fireball might just take them out.
Engaging hyperdrive!
My lord, the Wanderer has transited to light speed.
Captain, I can see that. Recover the pilots and abandon the fighters if you must, but get us back on course for Dera 4. Best speed.
Off, Shorty. Before, what is his problem?
It had been our plan to send T5 in a supporting party to lessen resistance. I believe he is upset at being denied his moment of glory.
Sorry, T5. Maybe next time.
Kara!
Liana, Ren!
Don't you ever make us do something like that again, Kara.
Huh? That's the first time you've called me something other than kid or farm girl.
No, it's not.
It doesn't matter. Come here.
Ooh! Kara, being hugged by someone in armor hurts.
I'm sorry, are you alright, Ren?
I'll have a few interesting bruises.
Come, let's get you out of that and into something less defensive. Where did you get this armor?
Vanar had it. It used to belong to my grandmother. Ah, that's better.
Here, these are for you. I hope they fit. I am not good at human fashion. Bren chose them.
Gray ship suit and tunic? Just perfect. You wouldn't believe the ridiculous clothes they gave me. I felt like some... Liana. Am I really back? This isn't a dream, is it?
No, Comp. You are back with us. You are home.
Oh, good. Now surprise bear hugs won't crack my ribs.
Ha ha, Ren.
We're still on course. No sign of pursuit. I think we got away clean, Liana.
Good.
Is there any chance of contacting Aaron?
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather talk to the southern end of a northbound hut? Hang on, let me enter his comm code.
Kara! Thank the Force you're alive!
Yeah, we had nothing to do with it.
Aaron, listen. I need to speak to your masters right away. I'm going to ask them some questions, and they have to be completely, totally honest with me, alright? No philosophy, just fact.
I'm not on Solara at the moment. I was en route to Coruscant to enlist Republic 8 in your rescue. Hang on, though. I can relay your signal through to the council chamber. Give me a moment.
What do you want with Eren's masters?
The truth.
Kara, you'll be online with the council in a moment. Masters, may I present Kara Tau Vanden, granddaughter of Selene Blade Dancer, and the source of the blindingly bright force presence we felt a few hours ago. Kara, please proceed.
Ask your questions of us, Blade Dancer's kin.
Did you send Eren to kill me, or do me harm in any circumstance?
What?!
No. We sought to keep you from doing harm to yourself and others.
I see. Are you actively trying to secure Selene's legacy?
We are only interested in your training as a Jedi. I am Eren's teacher, and accompanied him to Derevor on his quest to find you. Our only concern was to learn the truth of his vision. If we located you, and the Force was with you, we were to take you back for training.
And if I reject your training, what do you plan for me?
We would allow you to go on your own path.
I see. Listen, Fenar took what he wanted from me. He knows what Selene found, how to access it, and I believe he means to. He's headed back to Derevor. And if he succeeds...
What did she find, Kara? What is this all about?
Everything has a balancing opposite. Matter and energy, light and dark, heat and cold, life and death. Vanar is trying to unleash something that is the opposite of the music, of the Force. If he succeeds, he will kill every living thing in the universe.
What was that?
Selene found... I guess you could call it a hole in the music. A spot where there's something that shouldn't be here. Through this hole, some thing's been leaking into our universe. Something that is the opposite of the music, the Force, whatever you want to call it. It's been storing itself up in people for a long, long time. She couldn't mend the hole, but she managed to put some sort of ward against it. With what he took from the holocron, Vanar can unseal that ward and flood the universe with it.
Great Maker, preserve us all. Vanar is its agent, then? Selene called them Avatar.
That's what Selene meant by his will not being his own. This silence completely controls him. I touched it in him. It's cold, still. If the music is life, then the silence is definitely death.
What would you have us do, girl? We sense no disturbance in the Force, no sign of any such thing. The only real danger is you. We all felt the awakening of your power. You are an avalanche of Force presence. You must be controlled, for the good of us all.
I brought you a warning. What you do with it is your affair. Eren, cut the channel.
Kara, I don't know what to say. When you asked... Kara, did you sense anything in what my master told you?
Yes, he was lying. And he was concealing something he didn't want me to know.
I sense that too. What are your plans now?
I've got to get home. I have to stop Vanar.
Whew. Not satisfied with one Sith cruiser. You want us to take on the entire fleet? Remind me never to loan you money. You like bad odds.
I have to get to the gateway before Vanar does, or at least before he can open it. I'm not asking any of you to go with me.
Are you planning to walk to Derevor, then?
Thren, be serious!
Look, the way I see it, we've already pulled off one impossible thing this trip. Why not push our luck?
I'm already nearing Coruscant. I'll gather some Republic help and make best speed for Derevor.
We will see this through with you, Kara.
Jedi Rod, can you hear me? The Council wishes to discuss matters with you before you embarrass yourself and our order.
I hear you. Speak quickly. I'm nearing final approach.
You take issue with our decision regarding the girl.
I do. How could you ignore the threat Vinar poses and instead label Kara a danger?
We have only her word for the danger. All we know is what the Force tells us.
Forgive me, my master, but the Force tells us that a great storm is coming. You know of what I speak. Yet you are content to sit there and do nothing?
What would you have us do? Rush our meager resources to a rescue? Confront some upstart warlord over a meaningless world?
I would bid you to act! No life is meaningless in the Force. You three taught me that, remember? How could you turn your back on centuries of our lore and tradition?
You would follow the example of Revan, then. You confuse patience for disregard.
Revan rushed to war when there were still other alternatives. I go to battle as it is the last resort. And no, Master Quinn, I do not confuse patience, but I believe you do. Except you confuse it with apathy!
Aaron, if you persist in this course, then you'll be expelled from the Jedi Order. Is that what you want?
It isn't what I want that's important. It is what the Force deems. Rot out. Goodbye, Master.
Well, good news and bad news. We've set course for Dera 4, but it's going to take us a while to get there. The hyperdrive took some damage during the rescue. It's still working, but we're going to have to make a series of smaller jumps if we want to get anywhere.
Can it be fixed?
Not unless we park somewhere for a few days, and I don't think we'd save any time stopping to fix it. It'll get us there, just a little slower than usual.
How long?
3 days, minimum.
My poor ship.
And it's my fault, too. Sorry, it's been a long time since breakfast.
Well, our course is set. There's nothing to be gained by sitting here wondering what awaits us. We should share a meal together.
Liana, you should break out a bottle of that Triani liquor you think I don't know about.
But, Ren, you don't drink.
We're going up against the entire Sith fleet. If there's ever a time to get drunk, it's now.
The Senate Military Advisory Committee will now come to order. This is a special session called so we may hear testimony from Jedi Erin Rahd concerning what he terms matters of gravest importance. Jedi Rahd, what has brought you to us in such haste?
I am here on a matter of utmost urgency. The Sith invaded and blockaded the world of Dera 4. This is not news. However, we have uncovered evidence that there is something of terrible destructive power hidden on the planet itself. We believe that the Sith will use this power against the Republic.
Jedi Council has informed us that you are not their representative in this matter. We have had no intelligence from that sector suggesting anything of this sort. Do you have any proof of your claims?
My own witness. The Sith Lord, Vinar, occupied the world in question for the sole purpose of finding this power. He arrived in his flagship 3 standard days before his blockading force and set out search parties. Those searchers tracked down a single family line and exterminated all but a single member of said family. She managed to escape from the planet in my care. Vinar continued to pursue her and finally recaptured her. He then questioned this girl until she was forced to reveal what she knew of this secret power. Once he had that information, Vinar set course back to rejoin the Dera 4 blockade as fast as possible.
We have only your word for this, Jedi. We cannot divert ships from important garrisons to a remote world without more evidence.
Perhaps if the situation is that grave.
Where is this girl, then? If she can corroborate your story, we will need to speak with her.
She's out there trying to stop what no one else seems willing to. She's en route to Dera 4 to try and stop Vinar. The Republic must support her or we are all lost.
The Republic is not commended by the Jedi. Especially not by a Jedi who does not speak for the Order. Your council has advised us that this is a Jedi affair. We will not involve ourselves in it.
But you must!
Excuse me.
Senator Onasa, your audience with us is not for some time yet.
I'm early.
Please, sir. Our business with this Jedi is almost concluded.
My business with you is in relation to his. First, though, I must say this. I have served the Republic for my entire life. I served with honor, loyalty, and devotion. I fought the Mandalorians. I fought the Sith. I fought with Revan to end Malak's war. I served on through the dark times, and I stand before you now to say that never, not once in all that time, have I ever been so disgusted with you.
Senator!
I'm not finished. How dare you turn your back on a Jedi who comes calling for aid? How dare you allow a Republic world to remain under Sith rule? The Republic has fallen far. You need help, Jedi? I offer it. The Talosian Security Force is at your disposal. These people will just have to shift forces to cover the gap. Go with my blessing and good hunting.
Thank you.
The fleet is already heading for Dara 4. They'll rendezvous with you in hyperspace. Now get going, kid. Your friends need you.
Yes. Thank you again.
Admiral Onasi, it's good to see you again, Karth.
I'm a senator now, Rash. Don't go demoting me.
You'll always be an admiral to me, sir.
Now, all eyes turn to the small speck that is Dara 4. As armies of light prepare to face soldiers of darkness, four friends head towards a confrontation that will end in either their freedom or the ultimate destruction of everything they know. Deep within each of their hearts lurks a similar dread. The fundamental point they cannot escape is that for there to be song, there must also follow silence. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, Episode 6, The Line Against Darkness, is based on the fan fiction by Devin Cox and Jenna Wilson, and the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Heard in this episode were Sarah Moore as Cara Tal Vanden, Hazen Nestor as Aaron Rod, Jim Perry as Ren Valani, Catherine Ranella as Liana, Nathan P. Butler as Lord Vinar and Aaron's Master, and Andrew Gilbertson as Captain Hirrodin. Also heard were James Wadsworth as the Bridge Officer, Aaron Manns as D'Yarn, Melissa D. Johnson as Quinn, Gareth Bowley as a human senator, and Devlin James as Senator Karth Onasi. This is Nathan P. Butler. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. This program is dedicated to the memory of Brian Daly.
Five years ago, Earth was conquered by the Common Empire. For five long, agonizing years, our world has been plundered. Now, no longer content with merely our submission, they seek to destroy us. To whom can humanity turn? We have no grand fleet, we have no army. We have but one stalwart defender. We have but a single hope to shine in the gathering darkness. we have the Argo. Sea of Stars, a voyage of the space cruiser Argo. A new fan audio drama from Forward Momentum Productions. Coming summer 2009. In the world of podcasting, danger lurks around every corner. Tech nerds hand out obscure expertise. Pseudo-psychiatrists give out free advice, worth every penny. Sci-fi geeks stalk the unwary, unloading useless trivia. Podcast novelists plot to take over the world and threaten to swallow your soul. It all sounds like an adventure. And if adventure has a podcast, it must be Indiana Jim.
Join me, Indiana Jim, your intrepid arch-geekologist, as I navigate the podosphere. We'll talk to authors and podcasters on the front lines of traditional publishing and the new media, uncover creative audio treasures, find inspiration from the annals of history, and battle the enemies of truth, justice, and the sci-fi geek way.
Go to podcast.indianajim.net today and join the adventure.
If you are enjoying the Star Wars fan audio production you're listening to right now, then don't stop there. Come see what the excitement is about at the Internet's home of the Star Wars fan audio genre, StarWarsFanWorks.com. There you'll find podcasts, audio dramas, audio parodies, and more, plus the best and most comprehensive news coverage of the Star Wars fan audio genre found anywhere. It's an entire field of Star Wars audio productions, made for fans, by fans. And your audio gateway to that galaxy far, far away is StarWarsFanWorks.com. Join us. After all, it is your destiny. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.